This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Habayim. Welcome everybody to the Kollel Agudah Pirka here on Zoom to the Kollel of Rabbi Obam Shul. Thank you everybody for joining today. We have a very important topic, very interesting subject. I want to thank my dear friend Rabbi Isaac Yosolovsky for giving me the foundations of the shir and for alerting me to the subject. And may the learning of today's shir be le'ilo nishmas his father. And we're going to start with the Rama. We know, of course, Parshas Pinchas speaks about the heroism of Pinchas and his reward. V'hoi saloi lazaroi acharov beris kahunas oilam tachas asher kinei leloikav. So the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says the reward of Pinchas that he turned into an angel and he became none other than Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet. The Ramah tells us in Archaim in Simen Reis Sadi Hei, V'noagu loymar ulahazker Eliyahu Hanavi v'matzoi Shabbos. The minog is to say and to mention Eliyahu matzoi Shabbos lehispalel as a prayer sheyavoi, that he should come v'vasrena ha-geula and give us the tidings that the geula is coming. So minhag Yisrael kodesh, that the Jewish custom is to mention Eliyahu Hanavi Matzoi Shabbos as a tefillah to pray that he should come, not to redeem us, but to give us the good report, v'vaser lanu b'soyrois toivois yeshuois v'nechamais. Now, I say that whenever Eliyahu Hanavi would come, it would be a good time. He could wake me up in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. He could come on July 4th, Memorial Day, President's Day, Lag Ba'omer, Tu B'Shvat, Tisha B'Av. Whenever he comes, it's a good time. Why specifically mention and pray for him Matzoi Shabbos? What does Eliyahu HaNavi have to do with Matzoi Shabbos? So the Torah writes in Siman Reish Salihei that the minug is to mention Eliyahu HaNavi. The Torah cites the Baal HaManig, because he is destined to be Mevaser, the Geula. And we find in Erevin, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, that Klal Yisrael has a Havtacha, that Eliyahu does not come, not Erev Shabbos, and not Erev Yom Tif. So since Eliyahu doesn't come Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tif, and his first opportunity to come is Matzoi Shabbos, therefore we're Mespalel, Shabbos is over, now is your first opportunity to come, so come! Now you could come, so come. So there are two obvious questions. Number one, if Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come, not Erev Shabbos and not Erev Yom Tov, then why do we only mention Eliyahu Matzoi Shabbos? We should mention him Matzoi Yom Tov as well. But the question that we're going to deal with primarily is that the Gemara only says Eliyahu doesn't come Friday. So, okay, but what about Shabbos? So why wouldn't we mention Eliyahu Friday night? So this question is addressed by none other than the Prisha. The Prisha was the Sma. We're going to visit his kever next week, actually on Monday, so I might not be able to be in Lemberg and in the Kol Agudah. Actually, now that we're on Zoom, we'll see if we could work it out. But we're going to visit, if anybody wants to come, and to visit the Drisha. He wrote the Prisha, he wrote the Sma, and he has the following question. What's the reason why Eliyahu doesn't come Friday? On Friday, people are too busy making potato kugel. Imagine if Eliyahu would come, and then somebody would ring the door, and we're making the potato kugel. So the kid would answer the door and say, Ma, Dad, someone's at the door. Ask him who it is. Say Eliyahu. Ask him what he wants. He wants to tell you something. Ask him if he could come back later. Tell him to come. People won't have time for him. People are too busy on Friday. So he can't come Friday. It's Tircha. People are busy preparing for Shabbos. But ask the Drisha, but nobody's busy on Shabbos. On Shabbos, people are off. So why can't Eliyahu come on Shabbos? So the Drisha says, well, actually, whether Eliyahu could come on Shabbos is also a discussion in Erevin. And it's based on the fact that Eliyahu has to come from the Shemayim. And we know there's a concept that you can't leave the tchum. And there's a shaila in the Gemara whether there is tchum in outer space. whether yesh techumin lamala me'asara, is there tchum above 10 amos? So, from above 10 tfachim. So, since it's a shayla, and the Gemara does not give a definitive answer, and it's possible there is a valid opinion that Eliyahu cannot come on Shabbos, so he can come Friday, he possibly can come Shabbos, so his first definitive day that he could come is Matzoi Shabbos. Oh, so in that case, where Mespala Eliyahu, you couldn't come Friday, maybe you couldn't have come Shabbos, now you could come, please come. But why don't we mention Eliyahu Matzoi Yom Tov? So this is a question that is addressed by the Bach. The Bach was written by Rabbi Yoel Sirkis. Rabbi Yoel Sirkis authored the classic Perush on the tour. By the way, the Bach had a very distinguished son-in-law, the Taz. At one time, the Bach was learning with the Taz, and the Bach told the Taz, you know, Taz, Rabbeinu David, I have a daughter. She's as beautiful as the moon. So the Taz said, well, in that case, I would like to be Mekadesh the Levana. And in fact, the Shidduch was made. The Taz married the Bach's daughter. Now, the Bach was having a very hard time publishing the Bach, and many different impediments arose, and the Bach was very frustrated, and he fell asleep one night, he had a dream, and they told him as follows. Since you've been busy with your own Sefer, you've been so immersed in learning, you forgot to say Tikkun Chatzos and be a Mesabel over Yerushalayim. Maybe you should put aside your own pursuit and be Mesabel over the Tzar of the Shechina, where the Bach then realized that he needed to put more emphasis on Avelos Yerushalayim, which he did, and then he was successful in publishing the Bach. Now, the Bach mentions that this custom of mentioning Eliyahu Matzoi Shabbos was performed in the Beis HaKnesses. Mashma de Beis HaKnesses hayu maskirin hashliach tzibur v'hakal yachad. David Raham says that's not the minhag in our Medinos, but everyone says it in their home. But why do we not do a Matzoi Yom Tov? So the Bach gives two interesting answers. Number one, because you already did it that week. You already said Eliyahu that week on Matzah Shabbos. So one mention of Eliyahu is good, covers the week. How many times do you have to mention him that week? And furthermore, there's a particular connection between Eliyahu and Shabbos. Namely, the Gemara says, Masechet Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that if Klal Yisrael would have observed two Shabbosos, they would have been redeemed immediately. So we see the observance and the Shemira of Shabbos warrants Geula, and therefore we juxtapose the mention of Eliyahu specifically to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov, because it's the merit of Shabbos that brings the coming of the Geula Shlema. So that's the connection between Eliyahu and Shabbos. So by the way, that answer not only explains why we mention Eliyahu on Shabbos and not Yom Tov, but explains why we mention him Matzah Shabbos, because the coming of the Geula is particularly connected to Shabbos. So it's going to come out today that we're going to mention about 9 or 10 reasons why we speak about Eliyahu Matzah Shabbos. Number one, he can't come until then. Number two, he's particularly connected to Shabbos as Shabbos brings Geula. Number three is the explanation of the Prisha. The Prisha says as follows. Let's see what I could do here. The Prisha, I'm going to put this down. Okay. He says, why don't we mention Eliyahu Matzah Yom Tov? He says that we have to go to another tour. The tour mentions that we, in Simon Reish Sadi Tess, that the reason why we mention Eliyahu HaNavi Matzoi Shabbos is because Eliyahu HaNavi, the mention of his name helps for forgetfulness. Did you ever encounter a phenomenon? I don't know where I put my keys. I don't know where I put my socks. I don't know where I put my toothbrush. I forgot the name of my neighbor. I forgot the name of my children. I forgot the name of my wife. You know, sometimes people could be forgetful. Please tell them I'm not available right now. I'm giving the shir. Thank you. So, The mention of Eliyahu. All right, let's mute everyone. The mention of Eliyahu. How do I do this? The mention of Eliyahu. Promotes memory. In other words, if you want to strengthen your memory, what can you do to strengthen your memory? Olive oil and flaxseed oil, omega-3. No. Speak about Eliyahu. Eliyahu helps for shikha. By the way, I once heard in the name of Rav Huttner that's why he's Eliyahu Hanavi Zachor Latoiv. He's the embodiment of memory. Zachor Latoiv. And if you mention Eliyahu, Drachav Matzlichen, your ways will be successful. And therefore, at the beginning of the working week, we mentioned specifically Eliyahu to start off the week on a good foot. Says the pre-shal, if he oisei hatam, that's why we mention Matzah Shabbos, because we specifically want to start the Sheshes Yimei Hamasa with the mention of Eliyahu, who promotes good memory and success in all of our endeavors. So that's a third reason. Eliyahu is connected to memory and success. Now comes the Matei Moshe. The Matei Moshe was Rav Moshe Mas, a student of the Maharshal. And he also addresses this issue. Why don't we mention Eliyahu Matzah Yamtif? He says, here's the deal. Because we would. The thing is, Yamtif is 2 days now. So we have to push him off until after the second day. So once we've delayed him, so we push it off completely. Actually, the Sefer Kerem Shloima, in number 9, of Shloima ben Yekusiel Kaufman, he brings another thing. He says, look, nowadays we know exactly which day is Yom Tov. The second day is only Minhag Avosin B'Yodeinu. So to say it at the end of the first day, which is really when Yom Tov is over, it will be a zilzul for Yom Tov Sheni. And to say it at the end of the second day, why? He could have come Matzoi the first day. So it's not really, there's no opportune time to mention him in the exit of Yom Tov. But he also mentions another specific connection between Elijah the prophet and Saturday night. Va'oid, we find in the Medrash that every Matzoi Shabbos, Eliyahu enters Gan Eden and he sits under the Eitz HaChayim and he writes the Zechusim of Klal Yisrael. He writes, Ruvain learnt a Mishnah, Shimon learnt a Blat Gemara, Levi said a Perek of Tehillim, Yehuda lent money to a Jew, the other person davened with Kavana. Eliyahu Matzoi Shabbos, his first endeavor is to write the Zechusim of Klal Yisrael. And therefore it is appropriate to mention Eliyahu Matzoi Shabbos, as that's when he's at his best, that's when he gets going to write the Zechusim of Klal Yisrael. Reason number 5. Says Avudraham, V'gam hatam shetiknu loymar Eliyahu Hanavi b'havdala. Now this is another interesting reason. Most people, maybe after they finish Havdala, then they start saying a pizman about Eliyahu. It sounds like the authentic minhag is to say it at Havdala. The Avudraham says, Reb David Avudraham, one of the great Rishonim of Seville, he says, at Havdalah we separate between Kodesh L'Chayil, just like Eliyahu is Mavdil between kosher Jews and those of impure lineage. Like it says, Kihu Ke'esh Mitzaref Uchavayris Mechabsim. So the job of Eliyahu is to be Mavdil, and therefore it is appropriate to mention him specifically at the time of Havdalah. So those are so far 5 reasons why we mention Eliyahu by Matzoi Shabbos. Number 1, it's his first opportunity to come. Number 2, the Shemira of Shabbos warrants Geula. So we say, Eliyahu, now that we kept Shabbos, please be Mevased Geula. Number 3, we want to start off the week on a good foot, and remembering Eliyahu brings Hatzlacha and Zikarain. Number 4, it's the time that Eliyahu writes the Zechusim of Klal Yisrael. Number 5, just like we're being Mavdil, Eliyahu is Mavdil. Then another very interesting reason, brought in by the Holy Chida, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. And he quotes from the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, who have a tradition from the Rebbe, that Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who positions the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. But sometimes, even a tzaddik, he has to get a little cleansing before he goes into Gan Eden. And unfortunately, he has to do a short amount of time in a place of purification in Gehenna. But after a short amount of time, Eliyahu comes, he yanks out the tzaddik, he schleps him to Gan Eden, and Eliyahu, they say, well, who's going to bear this oinish in place of this tzaddik? And Eliyahu says, I'll take it on the chin for him. This says the Medrash Talpiyos of Rev Hakoyen Meizmer, the Baal Medrash Talpiyos, the Baal Shevet Musa, Rev Eliyahu Hakoyen of Izmir. He says that this is the pshat. Tachas Asher Kine Leiloikov Vayechaper Al Bnei Yisrael. He takes the place. He's Tachas, a Jew who's yanked out of Gehenna, and he brings Kapara to Klal Yisrael. So, since Matzoi Shabbos is the time that the Rishon would ordinarily have to return to Gehenna, we mention Eliyahu specifically at this juncture because that is the time that we appreciate his service, that he pulls the tzaddikim out of Gehenna. That is reason number 6. Reason number 7. Reason number 7 is offered by the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Sadi Hei Siv Daled. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, on Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, and everybody is happy on Shabbos. Why are people happy on Shabbos? First of all, they miss their rabbi very much. The whole week, you know, a person doesn't have a chance to see their rabbi. And Shabbos, you get to spend more time with your rabbi, so it puts you in a good mood. You have to have a good rabbi. And people are so happy, they're learning Torah, and they have more time to daven, and to sing Zmirois. People are in a good mood on Shabbos. And then Matzah Shabbos comes, and people are, the anxiety sets in. All of the worry sets in. Why? Because people then, who are the whole week they're enslaved to their phones, they now go back into servitude to their phones. They are now again tethered to their phones, and the anxiety sets in, and they have to sit holding their phone in their hand expecting the next vibration, and it brings them anxiety and worry and sadness. And therefore we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, now that the sadness has returned, we hope you could lighten it with the hope of Geula, and we're mispala for Eliyahu Navi. So all kidding aside, Matzoi Shabbos is a time of sadness, is a time of sorrow, and therefore we ask Ribbono Shel Olam, we beseech you, please dilute our sadness with the coming of Geula. Number 8, an 8th reason why we mention Eliyahu Navi Matzoi Shabbos. If you look in the Siddur, you'll notice, amazingly, that there is a part of davening which is in Yiddish. There's one segment, one area of davening that's in Yiddish. One passage in Yiddish. Matzoi Shabbos, there is a pizmain called Gott von Avram. We say, Der Wach soll ins Kommen, zum Eusherem, zum Kavoid, zum Bonei Chaye und Mezoine. We have this tefillah written in Yiddish. Why do we have a tefillah in Yiddish? Now, I know a lot of people say Yiddish has kedusha. Well, we'll see about that. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Reb Pinchas Karitzer, who's one of the early masters of Hasidus, one of the founders of Hasidus, he writes that everything in this world needs transition. You can't go from one extreme to the other. I remember, you know, you have some guys who they don't learn a word in high school, and all of a sudden they go to Israel, and they become, you know, they flip out. And all of a sudden they learn 15 hours a day. And the truth is, maybe they could keep it up for a short amount of time, but that kind of drastic turnaround does not usually have stability. Because for something to have continuity, it has to be done bahadraga. It has to be done step by step. Often if a person was totally alienated and then they become a Baal Tshuva, so they might be inspired, but it's not easy to keep up the continuity unless a person does things with progression, with seichel. Otherwise, the drastic change could be harmful. For example, the Gemara says in Masechta Tainis that you're now to fast on a Sunday because Shabbos we indulge to an extent in Achila, and if you're going to go from eating to fasting, we're talking about for rain, it could be harmful, it could be very unhealthy. You always need transition in life. For example, we have the Chumash, we have Torah, we have the other languages that we could translate the Torah into, and then the Targum is, so to speak, the transition. Even when we went into Eretz Yisrael, you can't just go from Eretz Ha'amim to Eretz Yisrael. There's Eiver LeYarden. Eiver LeYarden is like the transition. Eiver LeYarden is like the Targum of what Targum is to the Torah. Eiver LeYarden is to the Eretz Yisrael. Rav Huttner says that's why the Chazal tell us one has to be Maver Sedra, even Atarois V'Divine, which are cities Eiver LeYarden. Because the purpose of Targum is similar to the purpose of the cities, Atarois V'Divine, which are transitional to Eretz Yisrael. Well, likewise, says the Imre Pinchas, you know, to go straight from Shabbos to the week, from words of Kedusha to words of Chol, is too drastic. So we have this tefillah, by the way, it's attributed to Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardichev, Gotfon Avram, which is like the transition from holiness to secular. So clearly, the Imre Pinchas, who was one of the early Rebbes, did not consider Yiddish to have Kedusha like Lashon HaKodesh. It's in between. Okay. Anyway, by the way, there is a Chassam Sofer who, in this week's parasha, who was the Nasi who lived with Cosby? Zimri. What was his name? Shlumiel. You ever hear the Yiddish expression, Shlumiel? Shlumiel is like a lo yitzlach, right? So Chassam Sofer does explain that Yiddish has a degree of Kedusha because many of its expressions are based on the words of Chazal. Why was he called? Why do we call a lo yitzlach a Shlumiel? Because Pinchas came in and it wasn't so easy to kill him. You think it was so easy to kill this guy? He had to stick the knife in a certain place and hold it in a certain way and get him. So that's where the term Shlumiel comes. Anyway, that's why we say Yom Matzah Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Gan Eden. Choyl is Oylem Azeh. And we need a middleman. Who's the middleman? Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the middleman between Oylem Abba and Oylem Azeh because he entered physically into Gan Eden. So he's like the transition from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. Another thing that Pinchas Karzer says is that we all have a small Eiver called a Naskoi, which was one of the only parts of the body of Adam HaRishon that did not partake of the Eitz Hadas. And the achil of the Eitz Hadas was Erev Shabbos. This Eiver is only Nene from the achila of Matzoi Shabbos. Okay, so therefore Eliyahu, who's on the Bechina of Chaim, therefore we mention Eliyahu Davka Matzoi Shabbos. But bottom line is Eliyahu is the transition from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, from weekday to Shabbos. He's like the Naskoi bone. Just like the Naskoi bone was only Nena Matzah Shabbos, Eliyahu Hanavi as well. Now, let's come to some of the esoteric aspects of Eliyahu Hanavi. By the way, the Sefer Seder Hayoim of Rav Moshe Ben Machir, who is a student of the Arizal and the author of Moed Ani, he says that the mention of Eliyahu HaNavi should be made before Havdalah. Before you say Havdalah, the minhag is to say Eliyahu HaNavi, and he says you should say it three times. While the Rama only mentioned that the minhag is to mention Eliyahu HaNavi, the Seder Yom says one should try to say Eliyahu HaNavi three times. So if you sing Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Eliyahu HaGilad. So you already got it. And he says something interesting. He says the reason why Eliyahu doesn't come on Shabbos is because people are relaxed on Shabbos. They can't deal with such shocking news. Shekala Umbenachas in Laval Beloisam. And then he says, why don't we mention it Matzah Yomtif? We already mentioned it Matzah Shabbos, that's good enough. And then he says you should mention Eliyahu Al HaKois. In other words, before you make Havdalah even, you should say Eliyahu Al HaKois. And we should say it three times. Why do we say it three times? Because we're so in such distress that we just say Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu. We say it out of the distress of our heart. And he says we should say it three times to recall the zuchus of our avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And there's even a pizmon that arranges the recitation of Eliyahu based on the letters of the alephbeis. Now, part of this pizmon, which, by the way, is attributed to a student of Rashi, the Machzor Vitri, we say, Ish tishabi al shemoy nikra, tatzlichenu al yodoy ba Torah. We say, make us successful through him in the Torah. Now, this pizmon goes by the order of Ish. Ish, 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 Ish. But then it stops when we get to Tatzlicheinu al Yodoy ba Torah, because we already finished the Aleph Beis, and this is the Gemar HaInyan. And we're asking that we should be successful in Torah through Eliyahu. Now, what does Eliyahu have to do with our success in Torah? It's because anything that Eliyahu touches, Mishum Shabimaga Yodoy HaKol Mutzlach, whatever Eliyahu touches is successful, like we find in many places, that wherever his Ruach HaKodesh is manifest, there's great Hatzlacha and great memory, and there's no forgetfulness. In fact, Reb Chaim Falaji in the Sefer Kaf HaChaim, he brings a special tefillah to say at Havdalah, invoking Eliyahu, praying to God to give one success in learning. So the Kaf HaChaim says, Acher Berchas HaMavdol, before you drink the whole kais, drink a little bit. And then you say, Bame Yizake Naras Orchai Adloy Eshkach Tvarecha. You say that three times. And then you say, Yihirotsoin Mofanecha Hashem Alaykai Velekei Havaisai. Shetatzlicheini Batoira Yidei Eliyahu Anavi Zachor Latoiv. You should make us successful in learning through Eliyahu Zachor Latoiv. With the 28 Oisiyos, Yud, Hei, and Vav, that are Merumas in Eliyahu's name. And I should not forget anything I learned. Now, and open up my heart in Chumash, in Mishnah, in Gemara, in Agada, in Sifra, in Sifri, in Psikta, Mechilta, Braisois, Toiseftois, Midrashim, and Sifrei Poiskim. This is all invoked at the time of the recitation of Eliyahu Matzoi Shabbos. Through Eliyahu, one will be Zoicha to success in learning. Now, how many times should you say Eliyahu? The Avudraham says, three times. Why? So the Seder Ayoyim said, we do it mitzaras levavenu. And the Avudraham says, we do it three times, l'chazei koinyin. As the Pasuk says, v'hachut hamishulash loy bimheira yinasek. It gives it more stability and more strength when we repeat it three times. However, amazingly, the Seder Hayoim says you should say it. Shekol Amazker Shemoy Nun Beis Pa'amim Yatzliach Belimud. If you say Eliyahu 52 times, you'll be successful in your learning. What's 52? Gematria Eliyahu. So there's a new song. Eliyahu Anavi Zachor LaToiv, Eliyahu Anavi Zachor LaToiv, Eliyahu Anavi Zachor LaToiv, Eliyahu Anavi Zachor LaToiv. That's the low part. Then, Eliyahu Anavi Zachor LaToiv, Eliyahu Anavi. Anyway, if you do the song once, it's already 12 times. But it's brought down by Seder Yom 52 times, you'll be successful in learning. And some are medactic to do this, and they mention his name time after time, 52 times. Comes the Arizal And the Arizal says, when you get home, you should say Pizmoinim, Shirim, to escort the queen, and then you say Eliyahu 130 times. Eliyahu Hanavi Zachor Latoiv, Eliyahu Hanavi Zachor Latoiv, Eliyahu Hanavi Zachor Latoiv, 130 times. What's 130 times? Well, it's Gematria Eliyahu Hanavi with the 10 letters. How's that? Eliyahu is 52. And Hanavi is 60. Hanavi is 68. And that's 120 plus the 10 letters. So the Gematria of Eliyahu Hanavi is 120 plus the 10 letters. That's 130. Moreover, says Ari, you should be mechavein. How many permutations are there of Eliyahu Hanavi? Well, Eliyahu has 5 letters. So 5 letters has 60 permutations. 5 times 4 is 20, times 3 is 60. Oh, no. Eliyahu is, 5 letters. So the 5 letters are 5 times 4 is 20, times 3 is 60, times 2 is 20, 120. So again, Eliyahu Hanavi is Gematria 120, and Eliyahu has 120 permutations. And you say, what are they? I put them on the sheet. There are 120 ways to spell Eliyahu. You want to know what they are? They're right here. Each time you say Eliyahu, you should have in mind a different permutation according to the Ari. This is Merumas and the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Masa Mitzrayim Hine Hashem Roichev Al Avkal Uva Mitzrayim. God rides on a Avkal, a Av, a cloud, Kal Kuf Lamed. That's the Remes Eliyahu Hanavi, and has 130 permutations. So the Arizal says to mention Eliyahu 130 times. 120 permutations and 10 just kipshutai. And if you do this, you'll chase away all the mekatrigim. So okay, I saw this and I figure, okay, I don't necessarily follow every practice of the Arizal. Try to follow the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch. But the Arizal does recommend this. But what's very interesting is the Chida brings down, one should be mechavein, the 120 tserufei Eliyahu, and 10 regular mentions of Eliyahu. And the Ben Ishchai brings down, in Shana Beis, Ois Chofhei, Parshas Vayetze, the minog is to say 130 times Eliyahu Hanavi Zechor LaTov, which is the gematria of these four words. Now listen to this. The gematria of Eliyahu Hanavi Zechor LaTov is gematria 400, which overcomes the 400 forces of Esav. Then the Ben Ishchai brings from a sefer called Torah Lishma. The Torah Lishma was written by Rav Yechezkel Kachli, which is actually a pen name for the Ben Ishchai himself. And here the Ben Ishchai doesn't tell us who wrote it, but he says in the Sefer Torah Lishma that if you take Eliyahu, which again is 52, with the letter He of Hanavi, is Kael Havaya, which is the 57, the Shema of Parnasa. Navi is Gematria 63, which is also the Shema of Parnasa. So Kael Havaya is Oichel, which is 57, where Parnasa comes from. So it's 57, and then 63, and then Zachor is 27, 33, is Havaya of Yudin and Ekya de Yudin, and Latoiv is Havaya and Ekya. And the Ben Ishchai says it is our practice in our home to say Eliyahu 130 times. Because we repeat the pasuk of Amartem Koilachai 6 times. Fine. And I was amazed that this is also brought in the Eliyahu Rabbah, one of the great poiskim, that when you come home from Shul Matzah Shabbos, you say Eliyahu 130 times. And the Ber Hetev, amazingly, brings this down as well. Comes the Holy Chasam Sofer, And he says the practice of reciting Eliyahu 130 times is merumas in a pasuk in the Chumash. The pasuk says, "Ein kakel yeshurun roichev shamayim biyazracha." Why are we called Yeshurun? Isn't Yisrael a much better name? Yisrael has the name Kel in it. But Yeshurun, there's no Kel in it. No, says the Chassam Sofer. Hashem's name is Zon, 57, which is Kel Havaya, which is Meshutaf. Yeshurun, why? Yashar straight. Vav Nun is 56, Imakula 57, which is Gematria Elio with the five letters, who's Mesugol to be Roichiv Shamayim on an Avkal, like Elio, but Avkal. That's a remez to the 130 times we say Elio Matzah Shabbos. We say Kael Hashem, Vayor Lanu Isuchag Bavoisim, Avkal. Avoisim is like the Avkal. Kel Hashem, 57. So we say, Ein ka Kel Yeshurun. Don't say, when we're called Yeshurun, we're missing Kel. No. Adarabba. Ein ka Kel Yeshurun. There's no name that has Kel like Yeshurun. Because Hashem is Roichiv Shamayim, and by doing so, we have Eliyahu on the Avkal, which is the Soifei Tevois of Ein Kakel Yeshurun is 130, Remes Tel Yohanavi. So this practice is a well-documented and mentioned practice. Again, it is not brought in the Mishnah Berurah, and you can't say it's a halacha, and therefore I'm not here to tell anybody that they should do this. First, the person has to make sure they're observing all of the halachos and all the laws of Derech Eretz, and one has to know when to keep which chumras. Very often, keeping chumras is bali de kula. So everybody needs a Rebbe, a Mara Derech, to ask, is this something I should do? Should I not do this? Your wife needs your help. No, I'm too busy saying Elio Anavi 5 million times. Sorry, I can't help anybody. I want to make sure I'm successful in learning, so I'm going to spend the next 3 days saying Elio Anavi Zechul HaTov. So you always have to know what the right thing to do is, but you definitely have to know about the practice. This is a Minog Yisrael, and in fact, the Chidah brings down, amazingly, that there is a sefer written on the Tana de Eliyahu called Zekukin Denura Ubeurin de Esha, published in Prague in the year 1676, written by the Mekubal Rav Shmuel Haida, and it's a parish on the Tana de Eliyahu, as well as establishing the correct and authentic girsa of Tana de Eliyahu. And in his hakdama to Tana de Eliyahu, to his parish, he wrote a hakdama, if you look at number 27, called Mar Kashisha L'Sefer Zekukin. And there is Haskama on the Sefer from Rav Shimshon Bachrach, the father of the Chavos Yoyer, and Rav Shmuel Kadenovar. And he brings that one of the reasons he was Zoicha to understand Tana de Eliyahu and to be Matzliach in writing a chibur on Tana de Eliyahu, he says his fourth zechus is that every Matzah Shabbos he said with great kavana Eliyahu Hanavi 130 times, having in mind the 130 permutations of Eliyahu Hanavi. Moreover, the Sefer Nitei Gavriel brings down from the Darkei Noyam that by Chassidim, their minog is, they try to make a shidduch, dafka Matzah Shabbos, when? During the recitation of the 130 Eliyahu Hanavis. So if you need to make a shidduch, that's a good time. And this way, it will avoid any conversation with the new mechutanim, and you'll avoid any disagreements. Basically, make your shidduch while you're saying Eliyahu Hanavi 130 times. And then when the new mechutin tries to tell you some bad jokes and some even worse divrei Torah, you keep your mouth closed, say Eliyahu HaNavi a few times, give him a smile, make him think that his Dvar Torah makes sense, and the Shidduch will be Oyla Yafa Zayin. And this is a good, opportune time to make a Shidduch. Now, there's a Zemer written about Eliyahu HaNavi that was composed by none other than the student of Rashi, the Machzor Vitri. Eliyahu HaNavi Mhero Yave Elenu Biyamenu. By the way, the high part is Eliyahu HaNavi Zachur Latoyim Eliyahu HaNavi. But there are many good Nagunim. If anybody who wants Nagunim, I could tell you 130 Nagunim for Eliyahu HaNavi Zachur Latoyim. You could call me after. I'll give you Kalbach, MBD, Tveikus, Majitz, Ger. And if you remember all 130 Nagunim, that's a skula to remember everything else you need to remember. Okay, and finally, there was a great Mekubal, Rabbi Shaya Asher Zelig Margolius, who actually cites a piyut written by the great Goyin and Mekubal, Rav Naftali Katz, the Baal Smichas Chachamim, buried in Turkey, and he wrote a zemer incorporating all 120 tseirufim of Eliyahu HaNavi. And I am not here today to tell you should say Eliyahu 130 times, or 52 times, or 3 times. One thing I will tell you is you should say it at least once. That's what the Rama says. The Rama says, Minog Yisrael v'noagu loymar ulahaske Eliyahu HaNavi v'chol hamarba hareza meshubach. But I want to end off with the following. There was a sefer written by the author of the Sifsei Chachamim on Rashi, Rav Shabsi Bass, which is basically a record of all the Hebrew Sfarim and Gedolim that whoever lived in, that were written. And the Chassam Sofer in Parshas Vaschanan discusses what is the objective, what is the purpose of having a book that just lists the names of different Gedolim and the names of different Sfarim. And the Chassam Sofer says, an interpretation of the pasuk Vishamata Yisrael Vishamarta La'asais. If you merely hear the name Yisrael, it engenders a desire to observe the Torah. Every word we say influences us. And when you say the name of a tzaddik, the name of a sefer, it influences a person l'tayva. When you say the name of a great goyin, a great chassid, a great tzaddik, it elevates us. And therefore, Chassam Sofer says, this great rabbi composed a book of all the books ever written, because merely saying the names of Svarim and Gedolim influences a person l'tayva. And on the flip side, the Gemara talks about saying the names of certain Rishayim can make a person Tameh, Kala Oimer Rachav, Rachav Miyad Nikri, and so forth. That the words we say have a big influence on us. And we see, just saying the name Eliyahu is mashpia on a person, has influence on a person. Alachas kama v'kama, every word of Torah we say, it influences us, it changes us, it elevates us, it's mashpia on us. So, may we be zoicha to utilize our koyach hadibur, because it's a great power Hashem invested in us, hein l'toiv, hein l'mutav, and if we use it l'toiv, may it elevate us that we should be zoicha to the coming of Eliyahu. One of the reasons we lay in Parshas Pinchas during the 3 weeks is now is the time we're hoping for Geula, and we hope by mentioning Eliyahu it should give us a zechus that it should speed up his arrival. Sheyavoy b'mhera v'yameinu amen. Shkoyach everyone. I think in laws of permutation, if you want to know how many permutations a certain figure has, you take the figure and that's the formula you use.
Times 4 times 3.
In other words, if a figure has 10 letters, if you want to know
one number down?
Yeah, if you want to know if the figure has 10 numbers, how many permutations? 10 times 9 times 8 times 7 times 6. If a figure has 3 then it's 3 times 2.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it. All right, thank you.
In other words, A, B, C, there's 6 ways you could slice it, right? Because you do 3 times 2 and then times 1. And the reason why Hashem's name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei has 12 permutations, not 24, because the Hey appears twice, so it's like it has 3 letters. So it's 3 times 2 times 1.
Okay, Shkoyach, thank you. I spoke with Moshe Schwer and has a whole sefer, or as Yeshiva Okon. He has a big article about David HaMelech and Balak, that David came from.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Not Moabi, so he said yes, because his mama there is fundamental. I remember it, the Shior, when we learned the Gemara. And anyway, so he said that's a big issue that he has. I'm sorry, all the answers, he knew the answer, but he said...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.